Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Snow is in the forecast, but not until this evening, and it looks like whatever piles up could melt in mild temperatures tomorrow. Still, travel conditions could be difficult tonight with snow-covered roads and limited visibility. For the details, we check in now via Skype with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
What is in your forecast for this storm?
Well, first of all, we have the sunshine this morning. You'll already notice some of those high clouds starting to move in, so the sun becomes filtered today. Tonight, if you're headed out, let's say you have a 7 o'clock movie, gets out about 9 o'clock, 9:30, you come out, it's probably starting to snow in the Boston area about that time. And if you went to a 9 o'clock movie and came out at 11 or 11:30, there's going to be snow on the roads at that point, and it'll be coming down heavier. The heaviest snow, however, falls from about 11 o'clock till about 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And what snow totals are you expecting and where?
So 4 to 6 inches, for me, seems like a good general thinking on this upcoming forecast. That would include the Boston area. That would include Metro West, even just north of the Mass Pike. As you get further north, say up towards Route 2, we'll drop that a little bit, 3, 4, maybe 5 inches on the southern end of that. But I think the 3 to 4 inch amounts will be places like Fitchburg, on into Acton, on into Athol, and you get up into southern New Hampshire. Now, south of Boston, 5 to 7 inches, could there be an 8 inch amount? Sure. But generally 5 to 7 inches, that's Providence to Plymouth. And then we're going to go on to Cape Cod and the islands. That's where there's a winter storm watch right now. And the reason for that is that the temperatures are marginal. Actually, right in front of me right now, I have this graph, and I'm looking at Hyannis. And the temperature in Hyannis tonight around 1 o'clock in the morning looks to be about 35 degrees. That's about that cutoff between the heavy, wet snow and the rain. So if it stayed all snow, closer to 4 or 5 inches. If it's more on the rain side, 2, 3 inches.
And in places where it is mostly snow, is it going to be wet snow? And if so, power outages could be in the mix?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's definitely going to be a heavy, wetter snow, a good snowball snow, snowman making snow. Power outages, it's not out of the question, especially in those little bands from Providence to Plymouth, north or south of that area. I don't think we'll see widespread power outages because we don't have a lot of wind with this at all. As a matter of fact, it'll almost be calm. But yeah, it's not impossible that we will see that.
And Dave, it would appear that whatever snow we get will not really stick around.
That's right. So temperatures are going to be warm enough today that it's above freezing. So first of all, I think when the snow starts to fall, the roads are a little bit warm. So we'll lose maybe the first half inch to an inch on the pavement. You won't lose it on the grass. And then you'll end up with enough to plow and have to shovel on your driveway. One of the things people have been asking, do I just leave it? Well, you know, the sun doesn't come out tomorrow till, say, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. The angle of the sun is still low enough after 4 or 5 o'clock that we're not going to see much melting. So if you leave it tomorrow, I think it will be there. It really will be on Monday that a lot of it will completely disappear. It is going to be gone by Monday afternoon.
And here it is mid-February. It hasn't really been a very snowy winter, and I don't want to tempt fate, but what do you think the chances are of it staying that way?
So we're almost exactly within a few tenths of an inch of average snowfall in Boston. Temperatures right now are about average. We've had a fairly warm February. It was cold, of course, at the end of December and January. We're almost smack dab exactly average with snowfall. This will put us a little bit above average, actually. And then we don't see any snow for at least the next 10 days. So that gets us back towards average. And then your question, what about March? And right now, March is one of those months where it can go either way. I'm not telling anyone anything they don't know. I would say that the beginning of the month has some probability of colder and snowier weather. The end of the month right now looking like it would end up being on the milder side. I always hear May 1977, it snowed. But, you know, the probability does start to really go down.
Okay, Dave. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein.